Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Ms. Sarah Nix. Ms. Rick Myers is here from New Glarus. He's retired and waiting for wife to do some. Same. Sorry. Where is Rick? Oh, hey, yeah, where are you? I see you. To do some. Same. Were you the guy I saw swimming across the lake before the show? Was he swimming this way towards or away? Oh, it wasn't me. Thanks for asking, though. And then there's Dave Dahl, who's from Winona, Minnesota. Hi. This camp, is this true? I have to go meet this guy. Do you know, listen to this. I bought 25 pounds of gefilte fish on sale at Costco. Where is he again? Okay. Come on down here, will you? It'll be easier for you, probably. Is that the fish there? Would you bring it with you? Because you know you're coming to a Jewish guy's show. 25 pounds of gefilte fish? Do you know how much gefilte? I mean, now you know. Do you know what it is?
There's carp in it.
Right, carp. And
other things from the water?
Yeah, white fish, mostly bottom feeders. There's white fish, carp, and I don't know, my mom put stuff in it, carrots.
Well, that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Because there's
Why did you buy it? On a whim?
It was on sale.
Well, they're little round balls of chopped fish.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a fish, but it...
No, it's not. Like, a gefilte is actually not a fish. Did you think it was when...
No, I think, I knew it wasn't an actual...
Have you had gefilte fish prior?
No.
So you're in Costco, and there's gefilte fish on sale. Is that...
Well, yeah, I had a 7 at the end, so somebody told me when there's a 7, it means it's on sale. Drastically reduced price.
If there's a 7, where do they put the 7?
At the end, yeah, like 97 cents.
It was 97 cents for 20?
No, it was like, I think it was like $4.97 for a half-gallon jar.
$5 for 20?
$4.97.
What are you going to do with it?
I want some ideas, yeah.
Give it to me. I like this stuff. You probably don't even hate it.
I've been just eating it out of the jar. You know, just like take it out of the fridge.
Well, you put horseradish on it, just to kill the taste.
Gelatin.
Horseradish.
Okay. All right.
But you only eat it on Passover or something like that. I don't think you can eat it on Passover. I don't think it's kosher for Passover. You can't eat it at all, really. There's no occasion worthy of gefilte fish.
I've been eating it just out of the jar. You know,
do you like it?
It's really cheap.
Thanks, man. Let's give him something to wash it down. Can we give him something?
Yeah.
Send him with it. He's going to need something.
Yeah, you can pair your gefilte fish with wines from Wollersheim Winery, whose wines won all kinds of gold medals at last month's 74th annual Los Angeles International Wine and Spirits
Competition. You get a bottle of wine to go with the fish. Is it white wine? Yeah, go to the bathroom, man. You look pained. You said, I'm going to go to the bathroom as long as I'm standing up. We're going to play the What Do You Know quiz, because that's what we do here. So before we can do that, we have to know who can cannot participate. So who got that four disclaimers? Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. My fault. I get you stand right up here. And you are?
Yvonne Stoner.
Yvonne?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice to meet you. You want
to
take this?
Nice to meet you.
Take this and take it over and face the jury.
All right. Here are the four disclaimers. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Is there a rain date for the solstice? Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. Perfect. Thank you so much. Ron. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try those hands at the What Do You Know quiz. So stop applauding for a moment and raise your hand if you want to play the quiz because you think, by gosh, I can do that. Okay, no one thinks that, apparently. He does. Good man. Good man. I knew you'd come in handy. Come on down to this aisle here, and let's see your tax returns, first of all.
My tax returns?
Yeah, Manya.
No, I don't even file them anymore.
You don't file them?
No.
They're going to catch up with you, you know.
No, they won't.
Why not?
I can hide in Singapore.
And you are? Your name, I mean.
Oh, my name. Okay. Bill.
I wasn't trying to diagnose you, you know.
Okay. Bill.
Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Just go with the Bill?
If you want to.
Okay. Bill? Are you from around here, Bill? Or?
Oh, no. Uh-uh. I don't talk like I'm from Wisconsin, do I?
Pretty much.
Oh, I do? No.
Yeah, we all talk. Yeah.
Colorado, Fort Collins.
Fort Collins, Colorado. We always applaud everywhere. Okay. Bill, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I know absolutely nothing.
Perfect. You're perfect. You couldn't be more perfect. And I like the way you're dressed. You're casual. Dress casual. Come on up here, Bill. Have a seat right there, if you will. Is that going to... You're not going to trip on that?
Probably.
What's that cord hanging? Don't touch any of my equipment.
No.
What's that cord hanging out?
It's not your junk, though.
Stop it. Or I'll send you back to the audience. It's never been done, but it could happen. What's the cord hanging out there for? What do you put on that?
My keys.
There's no keys on it, though.
The other end.
Oh, the other end. Oh, but I like you already, Bill. I feel like I've known you all my life.
We have.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where did we first meet, do you think?
I'm your cousin.
You're the one we don't talk about.
No, you're the one we don't talk about.
Well, you win that exchange, Bill, but I'll get back at you later. So how are you? Are you on vacation now? Or?
Yeah. Permanent vacation.
Oh, permanent vacation. Okay. Is this
retired.
Retired. What did you retire from?
44 years of teaching.
44 years of teaching. Mm-hmm. Wow. Same grade all that time?
No, I got promoted once in a while.
Where did you end up? What grade did you end up in after 44 years?
College.
College? And what do you teach?
Mathematics.
Mathematics, right. Has it changed much over the years?
No. Despite what Congress does, 1 + 1 is still 2.
Yeah. Is this higher math? Did you teach higher math?
Was higher than third grade math, yes. In college.
What is higher math?
It's when you go up to the second floor and you can you're in with all the big shots.
Okay. Was math always your love, even as a child?
Oh no, I wanted to be a fireman.
Fireman? What kept you from it?
I was afraid to climb a ladder.
Did you try to master that fear?
To master the fear? Oh, no. No, never.
No. No. Could you, are the firemen to just stay on the ground with the hoses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could do that part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it didn't work out?
No.
So then did you go straight to math from firemen, or did you, was there something in between?
Well, I tried babysitting first.
Babysitting?
Yeah.
So the fireman didn't work out, you went to babysitting.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same.
And that didn't work out, so I went to education.
Education. And you were trained at a school of education?
No, I was trained to be a preschool babysitter. Yeah. But it's the same thing.
Same thing.
Same training. Yeah.
And then and then straight to math teaching then after the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was 12 at that time.
You were 12. So you were a prodigy at one time.
I don't know what that means.
Well, then you weren't, because you would have known what it meant if you were a prodigy, obviously. That goes without saying. Well, it's nice to have you. And are you on, I know you're on permanent vacation, but is this a tour or something? Are you seeing
Well, we came to visit our friends, and they said we were going to go see Garrison Keillor.
And this is the best you could do, huh? Yes. On short notice?
He was sold out.
Oh, yeah. If this weren't true, it would be very funny, I think. Yeah, okay. That's too bad. Well, thanks for falling back on this position here.
Yeah. The donuts were good. I didn't know that's what all my contributions were going for. Yeah. Donuts and coffee here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, all your public radio contributions. Yeah.
I thought it meant paying you a salary or something.
No. We get paid nothing.
Okay.
We get paid in leftover donuts and coffee and such.
There's not many left because I had five.
Did you? Well, we cut them in half. Did you have five halves or did you have five?
That's a math question. I don't know that.
I want to shake your hand. Thank you very much, Bill. Okay, Bill, I'd love to talk to you all day, but it seems like I have already. So I think we're going to play the quiz now. Someone out there plays along with you. It's a general knowledge quiz.
General knowledge?
General knowledge.
I've never been in the military.
Not trivia, because it's my life, So I want you to know the difference there. And someone out there calls in. How do they do that, Sarah?
They pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Here's the question. You are not going to like the way you look anymore. I guarantee it. Why? That's the question, and I'm asking it of Jonas in Pennsylvania. Hey, Jonas.
Oh, hey.
How are you?
Doing good.
You're going to have to pronounce the name of the town that you're in.
Bala-Kenwood.
Bala-Kenwood?
Yep, that's the name.
Kenwood is spelled C-Y-N-W-I-Z?
Yep.
That's something you could have said, Bill.
I hope she's smart from that town.
Yeah. Jonas. You are not going to look like the way you look anymore, I guarantee it. Why?
Oh, what's the question?
That's it. It's from a TV commercial.
Could you repeat that, please?
Yes, you are not going to like the way you look anymore, I guarantee it. Why?
You're not going to like the way you look anymore, yeah. I guarantee it.
Yeah, that's...
Why?
Uh-huh, from... It's
and
really,
it's...
From a TV...
From a commercial?
A TV commercial, yes. Jonas, do you know Bill from any... You guys should know each other.
All right. You're not going to like the way you look.
Is it perhaps the men's warehouse commercial with the older gentleman on there who's been on every commercial for all these years?
Let's see. You're not going to like the way you look anymore because...
Yeah, okay.
Need an answer.
Yeah. No? Yes? No?
I have an answer. I have an answer. Can you... I believe you're not going to like the way you look anymore because you're getting... You're, getting older.
Yeah. No, sorry, that's not it. Thanks, Jonas. Bye. Molly's on. Molly's, Milwaukee. Molly, help me out here.
Men's Warehouse.
Men's Warehouse. Okay, thank you, Molly. That was too easy. Molly, Bill. Bill, Molly.
Hello, Holly.
Molly, Bill. Met Bill.
Hello.
Okay, and we have various categories in this quiz. Hi, Molly. How are you?
I'm great.
Here they are.
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Molly, what would you like?
Things you should have learned in school.
Okay. Does the body make its own rotten egg gas? Should have learned that in school.
Yes.
No.
Yes or, and no?
No, it doesn't.
Well, what does Bill say?
He says, we heard him. He said no.
Oh, I didn't hear him.
Yeah, he said no.
Okay, no.
It's yes. Bill, you're ruining the whole show. Unbelievable. That would be...
Zero right and one wrong.
It obviously does. Anyone in school knows that. And
the categories remaining are current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Bill?
People and places.
People or places.
People are. Okay, places. I'm not good at math.
Can you be on every week? In Japan, if you refer to a woman as Tamago Kato no Kao, egg with eyes, is that good?
Well, it depends on how much it cost.
The egg?
Or something like that, yes. I would say that's probably not good.
Molly, you think that's actually a compliment? Tamago Kato no Kao, egg with eyes. Refer to a woman as an egg with eyes. Is that actually a compliment or not?
Yes.
She says it is.
Well, then she can be right.
Yes, she is right. That is a compliment. Okay. That's a good thing. So that's...
That is one right and one wrong.
Okay. And here's the deal now. We got one more chance to win this quiz because we're running short on time here. So you get this question right, I'm going to give it to you guys. And what's left?
Current events, people, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Molly?
Current events.
Current events. Right out of the news. Work on this, Bill.
Talk
with your partner. The Asteroid Grand Challenge is not a dollar slot machine, but what? NASA's Asteroid Grand Challenge. In the news now.
They're looking for somebody to figure out a way to predict them.
To what?
Shoot it down.
To shoot down the asteroids?
Yeah.
And perhaps to find out where they are first?
They're trying to figure out a way.
Yeah. So that's the grand challenge?
I guess. If you say so.
So to find out where the asteroids are and some way of dealing with them, is that what you're saying, Molly?
Yes. Yes.
Bill, would you have to agree with that?
I would agree with Molly.
That's right. That's it. The Asteroid Grand Challenge. Holy cow.
Bill, although the cows on the corn course have returned to the pasture, it's still June Dairy Month, and you can celebrate with fabulous handcrafted cheeses from Fromagination on Madison's historic Capitol Square. Molly, welcome these early summer dawns with Steve McBrew's Breakfast Blend, and while away lazy afternoons with rich and smooth Costa Rican Terasu from Madison's Steve McBrew Coffee, that's coffee done right. And each of you may find health and happiness with a package of crunchy, funky monkey treats, uniquely freeze-dried to contain all the flavor and nutrients of fresh fruit, and get a complete education between the covers of What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
You roll, Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Feldman.
Very nice to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Tickets are available for upcoming shows in Madison. Actor Tom Bennett joins us next week. Call 608-262-2201 or click over to notmuch.com to reserve your ticket now. Click over to notmuch.com to keep the What Do You Know fun going throughout the week. You can join our Facebook family, enjoy Michael's tweets, and play our online quiz. It's all available all the time at notmuch.com. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is, of course, Producer International. This is PRI, Public Radio International.